Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Please do speak. Jokes.
My God, this is going to cost him $600 if we don't hurry up.
I'm only making light of it, Dave, because I'm confident that as you are not guilty of the sins, that you will not be charged. That's crazy.
Well, I hope you're right.
Keep us posted. Marty Saranek sent us a joke today. Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thank you, Marty Saranek, for the joke, and Terry T-Bone Captain in Lansing, Michigan, and Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota, and Carrie Keller in Rockford, and Ed from Lyle, the proud owner of a coveted WGN Speed Jokes coffee mug. And Don Greifenkamp sent us a joke, and Mike with a mug in Ottawa, and Southside Limey in Oak Forest. We got a joke from Ellen in Hoffman Estates, and Alex in Willowbrook, and Pat Schwartz in Plano. I used to work in Plano. Brian Pennikoff in Gurnee, and Stan in East Dundee. You know, not to brag or anything, guys, but I got the highest score on my bathroom scale this morning. I don't want to say I'm old, but some of us could remember going a full day without taking a picture of anything. Here's what we've learned from cows and buffaloes and elephants. Trying to lose weight by walking and eating greens does not work. You know, they should have a prize, Dave, for best knock-knock joke.
They already do.
Really? What's it called?
The Nobel Prize.
I saw two huge black birds in my garden this morning and noticed they were stuck together. Those are Velcros. If all the toilets in your house are occupied and you're waiting for one to be free, just turn off the Wi-Fi. I told my doctor I can't do somersaults anymore, and I asked him if there was something he could give me, and he gave me Rolaids. I like jokes about eyes.
You do?
Yeah, the cornier the better. I had a great conversation with a dolphin the other day. We really clicked. Hey, there's a new anesthesiologist at the hospital, the Ether Bunny. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
How do dinosaurs celebrate Easter?
They don't, because they're dead.
Dave, that is correct. Let's hear it for Dave and it, ladies and gentlemen. Put another way,
they are extinct.
One more for you here. Elton John, speaking of the Easter rabbit, we've had some of those jokes. Elton John bought a treadmill for his pet rabbit. Now it's a little fit bunny.
This feeling inside.
We told that joke last Easter, and we're going to tell it again next Easter.
Easily high.